Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachung. Our text for reflection is Mark 6, 7 to 13. The Gospel according to St. Mark chapter 6, verse 7 to 13. Calling the 12 to him, he began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over impure spirits. These were his instructions. Take nothing for the journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in your belts. Wear sandals, but not an extra shirt. Whenever you enter a house, stay there until you leave that town. And if any place will not welcome you or listen to you, leave that place and shake the dust off your feet as a testimony against them. They went out and preached that people should repent. They drove out many demons and anointed with oil many people who were ill and healed them. My theme for reflection is sent with sandals, walking light, living bold. Sent with sandals, walking light, living bold. I once packed for a weekend trip like I was preparing to summit Mount Everest. Three pairs of shoes, six changes of clothes, a travel-sized pharmacy, and an umbrella for good measure. It was just a two-day visit to a friend's house, but you would have thought I was planning to survive the apocalypse. A friend looked at my suitcase, raised an eyebrow, and said, "You do know it is only the weekend, right?" It was a moment of humor, but also a little revelation. Sometimes we carry far more than we need, not just in luggage, but in life. In Mark 6, 7 to 13, Jesus provides his disciples with packing instructions for their first mission, and they are surprisingly sparse. Take nothing for the journey except a staff. No bread, no bag, no money. Wear sandals and don't even bring an extra tunic. It's not poor planning, it is profound theology. A journey of faith requires us to travel light, not merely because it is efficient, but because it is liberating. Lent is the church's invitation to take stock, to unzip the suitcase of our hearts and inquire what we have been hoarding: resentment, pride, comfort, excess. In doing so, we must remember that we came into this world with nothing and will carry nothing out. Everything we cling to is temporary, and every possession, every comfort, even our status is a piece of luggage we cannot take with us beyond the grave. In this passing life, we are pilgrims, not settlers. And Jesus Christ calls us, like the 12, to live as such, feet on the move, hands open, hearts light, not only for our own spiritual freedom, but so that we can be more attuned to the hurting, more responsive to the needs of others. In a world where the gap between those who feast and those who hunger continues to widen, Lent must be more than personal devotion. It must be communal compassion. Limiting our opulence, fasting from our surplus, is not just spiritual discipline. It is a holy protest in solidarity with the underprivileged. We live in a global village where the majority are underdogs, living hand to mouth, displaced, excluded, or voiceless. To travel light in Lent is to say, my comfort will not cost another survivor. Jesus' instruction to the disciples was not about asceticism for its own sake. It was about dependence. Dependence on God. Dependence on others. Dependence on grace. And even more radically, It was about rejecting the myth that our security lies in what we possess. The disciples were sent into a world where rejection was likely, where their message of repentance might not be welcomed. Yet they were told to keep going, to shake off the dust of disappointment and keep walking. Gustavo Gutierrez once remarked, "So you claim to love the poor, name them." It is insufficient to admire the notion of simplicity or compassion from a distance. Lent is a time to identify those we are called to love and to enter their homes not with wealth or power, but with healing hands and words of hope. So what does this mean for us today? It means our homes, our workplaces, and yes, even our WhatsApp chats can be spaces of mission. It means we are sent not as experts, but as learners. Not as saviors, but as servants. We carry no bag because the burden is not ours, it is Christ's. This Lent, let us take Jesus at his word. Let us lighten our load of pride, of possessions, of privilege, and walk with sandals, humility, and purpose. Because the journey is long, but the world is waiting. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what burdens, spiritual, emotional, or material, do I need to release to walk more freely with Christ this Lent? Number two, how might I use this season to align my lifestyle with the needs of those who carry heavier loads than I do? Gracious and loving God, you sent your disciples with only what they could carry, a staff, a word of peace, and a heart full of trust. Help us too to travel light through this world, letting go of what does not serve and taking up what matters most, compassion, justice, and mercy. May this Lenten season not be one of self-indulgent sacrifice, but of meaningful simplicity for the sake of others. Teach us to walk humbly, live generously, and love boldly for your kingdom and in your name. Amen. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.